Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
What kind of history does the Philippines have with puppetry?
The Philippines has a very vague history of puppetry. Partly because, nothing really is very much written about it, okay? But most of it would really come from influences, okay? Influences from mostly Southeast Asian countries, okay? For example, in Anino, we are very much influenced by Wayang Kulit. But the Philippines doesn't really have that tradition. Wayang Kulit is Indonesian. So it's very popular. It's very very popular in Indonesia. It's very traditional, and if you look at their history, it's really incorporated in their lifestyle, in their culture. Whereas in the Philippines, if you come to think about it, we have a sort of a puppetry tradition, the gigantes, the carillo, but these are not really coming from very. Traditional in terms of, if you compare it with Indonesia, for example, it's very traditional, it's very well developed because it has been with them through ages. But in the Philippines, we don't really have that. Now, we are wondering actually in Anino, why is this so? When come to think of it, we're part of Southeast Asia and most of our neighboring countries have this tradition of puppetry. But in the Philippines, we hardly have that. Now, what we're thinking is that we have been colonized for many times, particularly by the Spanish. Okay, so during that time, we believe that we really had this tradition of puppetry, but it was wiped out during that colonization period. So we really don't have it right now. But that's a theory, one of the theories in the academia, actually.
As we can see, this is a way to sort of rediscover or move forward in exploring puppetry in the Philippine context.
Yes, exactly. That's what we're trying to explore in Anino. That's what we're trying to experiment about. We really don't have that tradition, but we are very free to experiment. So it's like we're a contemporarizing shadow play.
The Anino Shadow Collective will also be performing at the Blacktown Art Center later on. Can you briefly share with us what that project is?
It's a totally different project. It's just a pure shadow play. And we're also going to do or create a little exhibit. It's like Filipino tradition of November 1, what we call All Souls Day, like paying tribute to the dead. So it's going to be like that. So. And the story that we're going to present there is based on a friend, a member of Anino Shadow Play Collective who died. And we created a story, we created the production to give tribute to him. And we first staged it in Jakarta, Indonesia.
This will be a smaller performance, more intimate performance as well.
Yes.
Perhaps you can just also explain when that is happening and how that fits into the Bayanihan Philippines project.
I haven't seen other projects in Bayanihan because they're already done when we are here. But I think it's all about different cultures in the Philippines, different traditions, like celebrating fiestas. And we are going to end it with celebrating the dead. And it's like totally bringing the culture of the Philippines here in Sydney, Australia. And I think Blacktown is a perfect place to do that because there are a lot of Filipinos in Blacktown.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.